In 2 weeks, my life had become a virtual nightmare. Well, it had taken longer than 2 weeks, really, but 2 weeks was when it went from frustrating and disappointing, the kind of quarter-life crisis, champagne problems, shit that we all went through, to dangerous and insane. It started with my fiancé. Well, my ex-fiancé. Richard was the kind of guy that I told myself I could really fall in love with if I just worked hard enough. Everyone thought he was amazing. We'd attended the same university and started dating, and of course I couldn't say no to him about anything. His family was prominent in the financial sector and on Wall Street. He was handsome. He was rich. When my mom found out we were dating, I thought she might actually faint from joy. For various reasons, I'd told that little nagging voice in the back of my head to shut up. I wasn't going to listen to the jitters and doubts about our relationship that tried to seep in. Richard was a great guy. I was lucky to be with him. Who wouldn't be happy to date a handsome, charming, and successful man? And everything had been fine. Really, it had been. Until Richard had proposed and we'd started planning the wedding. The more we planned, the heavier the ring on my finger became. I found myself struggling to eat at times, my stomach tight and knotted. I lost hours of sleep, tossing and turning at night in our bed. I had panic attacks out of nowhere. None of it made sense. He was a good, decent man. But as time went on, I realized that he wasn't who and what I envisioned as my husband. It was cliche to say, but I was pretty sure the issue was me, not him. And what the hell was I supposed to do with that? Disappoint my family and break Richard's heart simply because I just wasn't feeling it? Surely I needed a better reason than that. The universe presented me with a reason to take a step back, even if it was a flimsy one. About 6 months into the engagement, Richard began acting odd. Nothing crazy, but he spent more time at work and telling me less about it. Normally, that would make a woman suspect an affair, but I was pretty sure having an affair was supposed to make you feel happy and giddy, high on the adrenaline of sneaking around and the joys of a new relationship. Richard just looked exhausted and frazzled. He seemed withdrawn and weirdly lost in thought at times, too. I tried asking him about his odd moods and changing behavior, prying gently. I was his fiancé, after all. I might have been having second thoughts about marrying him, but he hadn't known that, and I did care about him. I wanted him to be able to confide in me if something was eating at him, but he always just brushed me off. Clearly, he was going through something, and I took the opportunity to ask for a separation, some time apart for both of us to reflect on our relationship and each other. I didn't call everything off entirely. I just told him that I was getting cold feet over his secretiveness and the way he had become agitated at times without any explanation, and that I needed space to clear my head. I leased a small apartment, and that was where I'd been for the past couple of months. As much as I hated to admit it, I did feel so much better once I was away from him, like I could breathe again. I felt unrestrained. And the more time that passed, I knew that I needed to end things permanently. Being with Richard made me feel stifled, because in his wealthy social circle, I was expected to act and behave a certain way, and my real personality and desires were repressed. His life didn't truly mesh with mine, and I couldn't force myself to be something I wasn't. Finding a way to tell him all that was more difficult than I thought it would be, and I was still trying to figure things out when 2 weeks ago hit and my life took another wild turn. I received a disturbing phone call in the middle of the night from Richard. I answered, assuming that something was wrong if he was calling me so late. And I was right. "Claire," he sounded panicked and out of breath, "I need you to do something for me." "Are you okay?" I asked, instantly on alert. "What's wrong?" "I'm at the office and I don't have time to explain. Just go to the apartment and to my desk. If you..." Then I heard something I'd never heard from Richard before. A scream of fear, and it sent shivers up my spine. Then the line had gone dead.